I didn't know if you guys would pull that one. I wasn't going to say anything.
That was the ice cream. Yes. That was ice cream talking.
I know. I had people text me, though.
Did you?
And they're like, yeah, oh, you should pull that as a drop. I'm like, I'm not going to say it. I'm always the one.
Well, I heard myself say it in the voice of ice cream. So when I said it again, I said, John, pick me.
Yeah.
I changed my words. That was Rocky Road. That was the ice cream talking. Come on.
Sure. All right. Our first one, Heather.
Yes. All right, John. We need some help. Dear John. Yeah. I made a spontaneous decision after the Tigers won yesterday. Game 2 of the ALDS is at 4 p.m. on Monday in Cleveland. I bought 5 tickets to take my family without telling my wife.
Oh boy.
Other than my son missing football practice, we have no plans. The time of the game and the distance to Cleveland make this the perfect spontaneous road trip. I don't even have to miss work with the timing of this game. Did I make a mistake not telling my wife first? And how should I tell them? Should I just wait until Monday morning and show up at their school to pull them out?
A lot of answers to this question. As long as you could still make insurance payments, car payments, rent, mortgage, all that stuff, this is a great decision. And the kids, no, don't tell them. Just take them out of school. Hey, because they don't need anything else. Kids can go as is. If you need to take a jacket for them, I don't know what the weather's going to be. Don't care. The wife, on the other hand, I believe you should, maybe not today, maybe on the weekend, Sunday, you know, hey, I got a surprise for you.
Oh,
yeah. I got tickets to the Tigers game.
No.
Yeah, yes. So I think that definitely ahead of time, because if your wife works, you're either going to have to do way too much work and contact the boss. Hey, don't tell her, but I want to get her the afternoon off, whatever it is. Let her know. Because she's also going to want to take a few things for the kids. Things that you won't think of.
And it does depend on the personality of your wife. Like, is this something she'd be really into being surprised with? Because it could be a really cool surprise, too. Just be like, on that day, pick her up from work and take her out of work. But there's a lot more prep with work. You do have to let your boss know that you might need to leave early that day. And also, it depends what your wife does. Because if my husband just came home and I looked like this, and he's like, we're going to the game, I'd be like, hold up, what? Like, I need to do my hair.
Yeah, but it's in Cleveland. You don't have to worry about it. It's in Cleveland.
What does that mean? I'm going to take pictures, John. I need to look good in photos.
Yeah, but, okay.
And I want to make sure I have the right shirt.
Yeah, but most guys, all right, we think our wives look good even when they're not all done up.
I want to look good, and I want to feel good. I want to make sure I have the right shirt, the outfit planned. Like, I need some prep time.
But if you do surprise her, you show up with her tiger hat, because then at least she's got that, and then then she's fine. Because
it depends. Like I said, it depends on your wife and how she is and where she works and her personality.
She's willing to be spontaneous. Yeah,
I'm, John, willing to be spontaneous, but I'd like to look good at the same time.
My big question on all this is: if John Jansen was to do this, would he travel by boat?
Oh, to Cleveland? Absolutely.
To avoid being in the state of Ohio as much as possible.
Yes. This would be a full day event.
Now, do you feel the
same? Patrol all the way there.
Do you feel the same way about Ohio waters as land?
Their walleye are just as tasty.
Okay.
To answer it, I think John's right. You surprised the kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's great. It'll be a memory forever. Dad took us out of school for a playoff baseball game. Yeah. Your wife, more situational, I do think, especially with work logistics.
Yeah.
Tip her off. Don't make it the day of. The next one. Dear John, Facebook Marketplace refund. I listed a couch for sale on Facebook Marketplace for $400. I purchased it for $800 a couple years ago, so I thought it was a good deal. I said it had been in the home, used condition. Someone came to pick it up. Couch was disassembled. I told them, look over it. Take your time. They picked through the cushions. They said they liked the fabric, the color. They loaded it away, and that was it. Hours later, around midnight, I received a message from the wife asking if she could bring it back for a refund because there were stains and she wouldn't have bought if she knew. I cleaned the couch before. You could hardly see any of these stains. I said no. I said that she had her chance. She bought it as is. She then left me a terrible review, called me a liar and a scammer. Should I have given a refund?
No. Absolutely not. It's as is. And everybody on if you're buying something used, I don't care if it's on Facebook Marketplace, if it's on Craigslist, anything like that, you know, you have the choice when you show up. Take a look, examine the object, do whatever you've got to do. And if you deem it good at that time, as soon as you leave the property with it, it's yours.
100%. That's how Facebook works, right? Like, that's on you. I did have something similar to this, not with a sofa or anything nearly as expensive. I had listed a shirt, a sweater on Facebook. I didn't realize that something like had been washed with it. There was like a red stain on the shoulder, and I wasn't home at the time. I did like a porch pickup, and the woman rang the doorbell, knocked on the door, and Colin texted me and he's like, somebody's here saying she's not going to buy it anymore because there's a stain. I'm like, well, just give it to her then. Like, let her have it for free. I don't care. And she kept messaging me like, I don't know what to do. There's a stain. I'm like, it's yours. It's free or leave it. Like, I'll keep it or take it and go. And she ended up taking it. And that was that. But yeah, that's on you. If you buy it and it's gone, it's yours.
The only thing that he has to be mindful of is if he's going to be a guy who sells a lot, like people who sell a lot on eBay or Facebook, the reviews can hurt you. So you have to make sure.
Yeah, but you also... Like, can you reply to a review?
I think you can.
Like, dispute that?
And be like, you know, this is actually context. What happened, right? Yeah.
I would hope so. Because otherwise, like,
you get
hosed. She's unreasonable. Yeah.
Okay, next one. This is about my significant other refusing to cook. Dear John, I live with my significant other. I'm 28. He's 32. We've been together for 4 years and have lived together for 2. I love cooking and learning new recipes, and I will often try making things from scratch, and I'm learning how to meal prep. He has always said that he is not a great cook and is nervous because he feels like he doesn't know what he's doing. Years later, we started living together, and I took on most of all of the cooking and the grocery shopping, and I do not usually mind unless I'm getting burnt out from life and making decisions. And over the years, I have tried to include him in cooking with me to teach him in grocery shopping so that I made sure we both have things at the house, as well as I bought him a cookbook with easy recipes to make. And he barely offers any suggestions with anything food related and says he would be happy eating a peanut butter and jelly. He doesn't care. I do not expect him to cook all the time or even grocery shop. I would just love a little bit of help from time to time. I'm frustrated with this argument and feel like he doesn't really care if there's food in the house or if I eat during the day. How can I get him to help me?
So first of all, the guy's a bum. You can at least offer a suggestion. There's every day, Lisa and I go through this. What do you want to have for dinner? And you also don't have to eat the same thing.
No.
My suggestion is you make yourself a nice meal and you prepare him a peanut butter and jelly. And just...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, just... It shouldn't all fall on one. And if it's, hey, you divvy up the nights, maybe, you know, you take 5 and he takes 2, he is welcome to order out. There's so many different ways to do it. You can have DoorDash, you can have delivery, whatever it is. And then you get a night off from not having to go to the store, cook, prep, and then clean up.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because, like, it can be a lot of, like...
Oh, my goodness. Especially when... And I don't know if there's kids involved at this point or not. If kids are involved, now you add in a whole nother set of taste buds, and it's bonkers.
Well, she's trying, right? Here's a cookbook. Try and cook with him. Yeah. If he's not putting in any effort at all, I really don't know what to tell you at that point. I feel bad.
I mean, we eat completely separate at my house, so that's what I like your suggestion. Yeah. I make my own food, Colin makes his own, and there you have it.
And he said he'd be happy with peanut butter and jelly, so here you go.
Well, you make sure you cook some really good stuff, too,
so it smells
great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. That is Dear John. It's 97.1.